Superior Court of California, County of Los Angeles, in the matter of the people of the state of California versus Orenthal James Simpson, case number BA097211. We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson, not guilty of the crime of murder in violation of Penal Code Section 187A, a felony upon Nicole Brown Simpson, a human being, as charged in count one of the information.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
Nicole Brown Simpson was murdered along with Ron Goldman on June 13, 1994. Her family continues to deal with that tragedy to this day. The story that captivated the nation a generation ago is now being retold in the FX series, The People vs. O.J. Simpson, American Crime Story. Here to express the Brown family's concerns about that series is the sister of Nicole, Tanya Brown. Tanya, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, you too.
Well, Tanya, your primary concern is the series, or the docudrama, or whatever they choose to call it, doesn't accurately portray your sister and what happened because nobody has reached out to you and your family. Is that correct?
You know, we're not even concerned. And the reason why I've been speaking out to media is that I want people to know that not one person from the show contacted my family. So we have no idea how Nicole will be portrayed, my parents, Sydney and Justin. And if it's the people versus O.J. Simpson, why am I in 8 episodes when I didn't even go to the trial?
That's amazing.
I went to the pretrial, and I probably only went to the criminal and civil trial a handful of times.
Right.
I had to work. I was 24 years old. So why am I in 8 when I didn't even go?
Now, Brad Simpson is the producer of the series. He said the victims aren't portrayed, and he was quoted as saying, out of respect, and that the families, again quoting, have wounds that will never heal. You know, if he has respect for you and for your family, why not try to present the story as accurately as possible?
Exactly, but you know what? Also show respect because there's 2 kids and this is their dad.
Right.
People forget that. No matter what he did to Nicole and Ron, no matter, it will always be their dad. How come nobody contacted them? This isn't even about me. What this is that I'm so disappointed in the disrespect people have for human regard. I'm so saddened by it. And, you know, for them not even to contact my mom, the daughter, the parents of Nicole, you know, the pseudo parents pretty much of Nicole and of OJ. I mean, my dad said to me one time, he goes, he's like my son. He's like my own son. So how come they didn't show any respect by calling my family or even Sydney and Justin?
So where are they getting the information from then? Are they just assuming that
Jeffrey Toobin's book, and I'm sorry if I'm speaking over to you, there's a little bit of a delay. It's based on Jeffrey Toobin's book, something I never read. You know, I didn't read any books. It's like my life, we were trying to create some sort of normal life and we were taking care of the kids. So when we came back from trial or from the grocery store and we saw magazines there, we came back home trying to create some sort of normal life for these kids. So the happy face came on, the beach visits came on, the play dates came on, you know, we try to create some sort of normal life. You know, so this is all based on Jeffrey Toobin's book, something I never read.
Did Jeffrey Toobin ever make an attempt to talk to you or anyone from your family?
Huh.
No. No.
Wow.
No, but David Schwimmer and Chris Kardashian had a conversation, so her husband is portrayed properly, but they didn't take time to meet with us.
Why wouldn't they want to meet with you? I don't understand that.
Tanya, why do you think that is? If you had to come up with a reason why do you think you didn't hear from Brad Simpson? Why do you think you never heard from Toobin before he wrote the book?
I think, honestly, well, people during that time were writing books, and they were making millions of dollars off of this book, off of their book.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Millions, because at that time, the book industry was different. So people were making $4 million, $7 million. The Browns never wrote a book on this out of respect for Sydney and Justin because it's their dad. And really, we just chose not to. If I were to come up with some reason, and there really isn't one that I'd come up with, but this is, if I were to come up with one, I would say we are a very boring family. You know, we've got our dysfunction and stupid stuff, but we're a boring beach family who walk dogs and, you know, chill out, and we're very normal. Like last night, I'm in my yellow ducky pajama bottoms watching television with my mom. We're not Hollywood.
You don't have a reality show.
Right.
Keeping Up with the Browns.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
We're boring. So maybe they didn't want to be jaded by that. I can't come up with another reason. I really don't know.
Tell us about the relationship that you had with O.J. Simpson back in the day. I saw in the notes you used to call him Uncle O.J. Tell us about that relationship that you had with him back then.
Just like any family member has with their sibling, you know, any healthy relationship that people have. But, you know, it was just a very loving home, and it was just a mom and a dad raising kids. That's what I saw. So that's why this whole... When the murders happened, that's why I couldn't believe it for almost a year, I think. I couldn't wrap my brain around it. Because I was like, how can somebody I've known since I was 7 years old do this? I couldn't. And regardless of what people's opinions are, he still beat my sister.
Yeah,
of course.
So I couldn't wrap my brain around it because I've known him my entire life. Hmm. And all I saw were fun times.
You said he's called you from prison.
Phone call that I received was 21 years ago when he was in prison for the accusation.
Okay.
This wasn't for this imprisonment. It was very weird. It was like I got a phone call on my private line, which I don't think ever happened. He always called the main line at that time. I'm living with my mom and my dad. And I wanted to have a phone call conversation about giving condolences to a family friend of ours who just had an aneurysm. And he turned the whole conversation around about him, about how he's struggling in jail, very narcissistic, and, you know, basically said, I would have jumped in front of a train or taken a bullet for your sister. Mm. And then he started comparing my sister with Paula. I mean, it just ended up being a crazy conversation, and then there was a click.
That must have been so infuriating. I can't imagine being in that position, but getting that phone call from him and hearing him say those things.
At that time,
like when you're just like in it.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that must have been...
Yeah, insensitive.
Yeah, extremely.
You know, not once did we ever hear, I'm sorry for your loss. I'm sorry for your loss. Not one time.
Wasn't there something
that... You know why? Because he wasn't sorry. That's what it comes down to.
Wasn't there something... And I was very young when this was going on, but wasn't there something like when the verdict came out, he's not guilty, the next day he's golfing or something like that?
Sure,
And I was thinking...
He went on with his life.
At a young age thinking, but if he didn't and his wife is dead, why is he golfing?
That's exactly right.
Victims are the kids.
Yeah.
You know, Nicole and Ron, yeah, they were the victims, but really the victims for 21 years have been Sydney and Justin. They haven't had their mom or their dad.
Hmm.
Yeah.
People forget that.
If you choose to watch this series on FX, realize that the Brown family was never consulted about this. Realize that Jeffrey Toobin never consulted with them when he wrote his book. So take that with a grain of salt when you watch this series. Well, we thank her so much for speaking with us. She's been forced to deal with a private tragedy in a very public way. Tanya Brown, thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
You're welcome. Enjoy your day.
Thanks, Tanya. Take care. That's amazing in that they never even bothered to ask. They do interviews and they're asking the Kardashians about certain things,
you know,
but yet they're the forgotten family.
And
she
made a point. They're not in the spotlight. They're not like the Kardashians all over. They're not celebrity.
No.
But still, how could you not want to get that side of the story?
To tell it accurately.
To tell it accurately, if nothing else.
See, but that's why it's being called a docudrama.
Yeah.
Because they're taking liberties with certain things, and you will see things that have been created for the screen to sell the story.
Of course.
But it's true. That family was always extremely quiet through this. The Goldmans were more out there. Kim Goldman, her father Fred, they chose to mourn in a very public way. The Browns, you know, okay, you heard from her sister Denise a lot during the trial, but that was it afterwards.
Yeah.
You never heard from them again. But now, all these years later, and now to have everything just brought right back up. And it's true. You got the two kids that are now grown up.
Right.
And they're going to see this, and they're going to know what they're seeing isn't really accurate.
It's
terrible.
It is very, and it's almost like dredging it up.
It is. It's,
you know?
It's opening the wound up. Ugh. Obviously, it's a wound that will never heal when you have your mother murdered.
But still.
Assumably, allegedly, by your father. And we all know you know, the true meaning of that word. But still and all, I mean, it's just not a good thing. And
right.
So, you know what? I give her credit. She's been all over the place. She did our show. She did Dr. Phil during the week. She's
and
at
she
least
should.
Trying to get... And she should.
I would want to also.
Good for her.
I would want to get... Like, if they don't want to come to me, I'm going to go to the public and give them what's really going on.
She owes it to the memory of her sister to do this. And she's doing that.
Yep.
So, and the other thing, too, is when... Now, the notes that we were given said that she was having current conversations with OJ. Okay, she corrected that, but it's even more weird and even more egregious that he called her back then when this thing was so
fresh. It's worse.
So, Tanya, how you doing?
It's
what are you watching? It is worse.
Like, what do you say?
Right.
You know?
And why was he trying to garner some sort of sympathy from parts of the family?
Because he had a guilty conscience. This
exactly
is psychology 101.
Right.
He had a guilty thing going on, and he wanted some type of, like...
He's fishing for, what does the family really think happened
here? And he wants and he wants to feel better about it because he's sick.
Right.
And wanted to get that confirmation from them that, we know you didn't. No.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Well, didn't work.
Nope.
And I think it's amazing that he ended up going to jail for stealing baseball cards.
Well,
you know,
karma comes back to get you.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stoffa.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network. America
Weekend. Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Rick was walking down a city street when a thief with a stolen purse came running towards him. A policeman in hot pursuit pointed at Rick and yelled, "Help! Stop that guy!" Well, Rick thought he might get hurt, so he didn't do anything. The police officer was so angry at Rick for not helping that he arrested him. Really? What would the charge be? The final verdict after this.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
So is Rick in trouble for refusing to stop the purse snatcher? Yes, you have an obligation to assist the police when they need your help. In most states, it's a misdemeanor if you refuse to help. And that's the final verdict.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like an easy trick which will guarantee that people listen to what you have to say? Not as tough as you think. Actually, it's a kind of all in the setup. Here's the science of it. When time is tight, people are usually anxious. They just don't have enough time to get everything done. We're naturally concerned when someone says, can I talk to you? There's a natural knee-jerk response, especially when you're under the gun, and it's, how much time will this take? To reduce this natural fear after you say, can I talk to you, immediately say, don't worry, I'll be brief.
Don't you listen to what the man says.
What's the cheap psych trick? This one little line, I'll be brief, reduces anxiety and increases the probability that people will listen to you. But remember, after you say, don't worry, I'll be brief, make sure you are, in fact, brief. Drop me a brief note. I'd love to hear from you. Send it to drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.